Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can send those texts ripping Dan Graziano of ESPN, who in an article today said that Ben Roethlisberger might get cut after this year. This was not on the Onion's website. What are the other big... What happened to Mad Magazine or Cracked? Do those two outlets still exist?
I think Cracked Magazine? I think Mad just published this last issue, its last issue. I think Cracked went out of business a while ago.
I
know 12-year-old Malzi.
Magazine as a kid.
Yeah, Cracked was the big one as a 12-year-old kid. Like, my one buddy Kevin would get them. And we would just read those magazines and howl with laughter at them. Just great. I think the one now, the big one now, the funniest one now by far, even funnier than The Onion, it's the same people who do it, is Clickhole. The one that mimics like those crappy clickbait links. Just absolutely great. Oh my God, it's the best.
Were you a Mad TV guy? You ever watch Mad TV?
I liked a couple of the characters that they would like, the recurring characters that they would do, but I never thought it was all that good. There were a couple that made me like cry tears of laughter, but by and large, I didn't watch that much of it.
They just seemed to me like a knockoff Saturday Night
Live. It was SNL, but it was just SNL, but on Fox.
Now, as far as those types of shows go, I will say I thought In Living Color in its day was better than Saturday Night Live.
Way better.
Jim Carrey. Just for example,
way funnier, way better. Yeah, that In Living Color was like an incredibly influential and good show.
So these are some of the things that people are now tweeting at us and Dan Graziano for saying Ben is going to get cut after this year. Alan writes in, incredible, ESPN is becoming the National Enquirer of sports reporting. Sean says ESPN must be sharing Kool-Aid with ABC and Disney, such fantasy writing. Okay.
I kind of like that because it does tie together that nice corporate synergy there.
It's Dan Graziano, Pony. Do you expect anything else from this guy? Said Ben was the fourth best quarterback in the division before Burrow even played a snap. Is that right? Man, if Graziano said that too, Chris, then you know you're kind of up you know what creek.
But if Graziano said that, it actually like you should hope he didn't, because if he said that, it should further illustrate that yes, he might not vote for Ben, but he might well be like a total wild card and an outlier in not voting for Ben
Scott,
if Ben deserves it.
Scott writes in, how can one network be so woke that they are asleep at the wheel? I think that's just a burner account that Zeiss is using.
I was going to say, Clay Travis listens to our show?
Pip writes in, there are a lot of bad people that they let on the air at ESPN, but Dan Graziano may be the worst. I swear they put him on Get Up so everyone can just dunk on him.
Do you think you would take Graziano money? Yeah, would you take Graziano money? Because I'm sure he makes like a decent amount of coin. Would you take that kind of money just to get dunked on by people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's the point. That's the other point here. Like, I would happily crushed.
He tries to be like big.
Oh no,
journalist.
He's trying to be serious. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
His Twitter bio is actually pretty insufferable.
I don't
follow him. All right, I'm just gonna read this in the way that I imagine he was thinking about it when he typed it. Okay. Mm-hmm. NFL insider for ESPN. father, husband, runner, golfer, coach. All right, fine. Published novelist, former sleeper, Instagram, Dan Graziano, ESPN. Like, anyone wants to look at your crappy Instagram, dude?
Well, I'm not on Instagram because I feel like it would probably be the end of my marriage.
Oh, and you know what? He just he shares memes.
Here's
he does
one
like
guy.
The annoying old memes.
Zeiss shares memes, and he's lovable.
I thought Zeiss hated memes.
Yeah, which one does he hates memes, but
he hates
GIFs.
Memes, but he insists that the flaming trash can floating down a flooded street is not a meme.
Here's another
Seriously,
one.
Whoever began the concept of memes should be punched in the face repeatedly until they are out cold. And then when they wake up, we should punch them in the face more.
I'm sorry.
By the way,
I can't hear that one without laughing.
Along
I can't
these
do
lines
it.
Of like people having to defend their Roethlisberger dislike, we reached out to Chris Sims and we got the cold shoulder. We did not even get a no, can't do it. Which, Craig, make the point about Chris Sims that you made to me before we came on the air.
I don't remember which point
in terms
it was.
Of the fact that he's not even acknowledging the text.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous because I typed in my phone, Chris Sims, to send him a text. And I see that, I forget when it was, but a while ago. I can pull it up here. Back in March. I texted him. Also didn't get a response then. I said, I text Chris Sims twice, and I can't get one answer. Yet I send a text to Dick LeBeau, and we got a conversation for like a week
there
about
the
Steelers. And Chris Sims is no Dick LeBeau.
You're getting big-timed by Chris Sims.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Yeah, you got a piece
How
of paper
touchdowns
with his name
did Chris
on it behind you.
He and Dan Graziano made the list.
12 touchdowns, 18 interceptions in his NFL career.
He had a very bad spleen injury, I remember, that he brings
I know.
From time to time.
I think, yeah. I think he had to get it taken out. I think that ended his career, didn't it?
You don't need a spleen to play football? Do you need a spleen to... I guess you don't need one to live.
No. A spleen is not an... It's like... It's more useful than the appendix, but less useful than your obvious heart, lungs, kidneys,
et cetera, liver. If you had to give up one kidney or a spleen, what would be the better route to go?
Oh, I think you got to give up the spleen there because you're more susceptible to infection without the spleen. However... Man, if you give up one kidney, then you're basically going tight wire, you know, high wire act here with the other kidney.
Human beings have been around for a long time, and do we really know what the spleen does? Do we have a good idea for spleen?
Spleen function?
Yes.
It fights invading germs. Like, that is why you're more susceptible to infection if you get it removed. It fights germs, controls your blood cell levels, filters the blood.
Yeah, that sounds pretty important. So
but you can live without it, which is bizarre that they've figured out a way for you to live without it.
How about this text? Does ESPN even pay attention? Did Ben beat up the head of ESPN's son or something? The Steelers were 8-8
I thought ESPN would have
him.
Liked him, though.
They are
9-0
remember
this Ben
year
did
with
the
him.
He did the This Is Sports Center commercial so many years ago where he carried somebody from a fake burning ESPN headquarters.
I don't remember that one.
You don't?
No, I'll take your word for it, though.
And you have a photographic memory.
Steve writes, what the F is going on with all the hate for Big Ben? He's playing at a high level back from injury with mostly new receivers and a lack of a running game and bad play calling.
it's one thing to say like that he's not your pick for MVP because you think Mahomes and Rodgers might deserve it more, as I think both you and I do, Pony, or have him like interchangeable with Rodgers and maybe behind Mahomes. It's another thing altogether, though, to just completely suggest that he is playing like league average-ish quarterbacking or slightly above average. It just, yeah, I mean, I think there's scales to this. And I think when you tip a certain point on the scale, you stop being taken seriously. I would know. I've done that all the time.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too.
Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.